welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode on Dr. Truth's podcast. In fact, the last episode of the year 2021. We are in the season of love, sharing and caring. Yes, it is the Christmas season, and hopefully you had a wonderful Christmas. I did personally have an enjoyable day. Hopefully you did. It is our host, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth, and we want to wrap up the year with a small, short, amazing piece. Before we move on, major shout out to my family, right? And I also want to send shout out to the following people: Tiliwashe Mataya, Amon Mayoyo, Mandy, Shanine Moffat, Gerald Ntelezi, and Vuhle Ndlovu. Shout out to you guys, and thank you very much for your support and everything. Right, if you want a shout out to be sent to you, it's just simple. You just drop a comment down below. For example, shout out at John Mangujka, provided that's your name, or shout out at XYZ, right, provided that's your name, or simply contact me on my personal number 263-713-822-491. 263-713-822-491. Then definitely on the next episode we will mention you, and a shout out will be sent to you. So finally, we've made it to the end of the year, and we are just about to cross into the new year. I'm personally optimistic about the new year, right? You know, new things, new resolutions, you know, and we set new targets, right? But we just need to reflect on 2021, you know, reflect on what you could have done different in 21, you know, what decisions actually let you down, what decisions did you make that actually took you to the top, and you know, just how you can make your 2020 to a better year than 2021. You know, we just need to make sure that the progression has an upward trend and does not go down, right? So we just need to make those reflections, right? And of course, New Year's resolutions, you know, what are you planning for 2022? You know, what are your plans? What are you thinking? What are you planning to change about yourself? How are you planning to upgrade yourself? How are you planning to improve yourself? How are you planning to improve the 2021 version of yourself, right? But most importantly, let us be grateful for life. Let us be grateful for life. Life is pretty much the most important thing that you can have at the moment, right? You know, the painful fact is that although it was a season of rejoicing, sharing, love, you know, and all that, some people actually ended this season in mourning after they had lost their loved ones. The accidents were just claiming lives all over the country. Accidents were just wreaking havoc. People were dying. You know, take time to appreciate your life, and thank God that you are alive. Thank God that you are alive. And you know, if you think that life is just as cheap, you know, you just need the sight of an accident scene, that is when you actually realize that no, you should be grateful for your life. Because when you see an accident scene, that's when you see that, yeah, life is not a right. Life is actually a gift. Life is actually a gift, right? Yeah, so let's just be grateful. Let's just be grateful. Let's just be content, right? So moving on from heart-wrenching news to pretty much good news for 2022, right? So actually in the year 2022 on Dr. Truth's podcast, expect a lot of good things, a lot of good things. Trust me, expect more guests, more fascinating subjects, more fun and more learning, right? So maybe if you have a subject that you want us to discuss on the podcast, you're free to do so. You're free to drop it down on the comment section, or come to my personal number 263-713-822-491, 263-713-822-491, right? And we will gladly discuss the subjects brought up, you know, to your satisfaction, right? We will do the necessary consultations so that we deliver, you know, what you expect we deliver what you expect. So if you have a subject, if you have a topic that you want us to talk about on the platform, feel free to reach out and we will gladly talk about it, right? So what's my word for you as we enter 2022, right? The life is yours, it's your life, right? So you live it your way, you know, your life, your way, right? Let's be optimistic. Let's have hopes for good things. You know, let's just put away negative mentality, right? Let's just have hope for good things. You know, let's be optimistic, right? And as we enter the new year, let's be willing to try new things. Of course, remembering that morality matters in every sphere of life, in everything that we're going to do, right? Morality is a key element. So let's just enjoy, let's just try new things with morality in full view, right? So let's just make sure that whatever new things that we're trying, let's make sure they're constructive, you know, let's make sure they're constructive. So whether it's business, right, try new waters, try new avenues, you don't know which one is going to lead to a breakthrough. So you just keep trying. Surround yourself with constructive people. That's my next piece of advice, right? Surround yourself with constructive people. Not people are going to feed you with a lot of negativity, a lot of negative thinking, but surround yourself with people that are going to construct you, right? Whether socially, academically, business-wise, or morally. Make sure you surround yourself with people that are going to take you to a new level, right? Let's just be content. Let's be content, right? Because comparison will not really take you to the level of the people that you compare yourselves with. But it's actually going to bring disappointment. And when you're disappointed, you think that you're a failure. When you relate to the episode that we had last time with Mr. T.T. Maphosa, actually saying that success is a comparison of your current state with what you were yesterday, what you were 2 weeks back, what you were in 2021. So, yeah, let's just keep that in mind. Then moving on, January, we know January is associated with many stresses, right? What they call the January disease, right? Particularly because people might have overspent during the festivities, and as a result, there are a lot of stresses, right? But to be frank, stresses don't really solve anything, right? Stresses are actually going to affect you as an individual, right? As a result, maybe you don't have appetite, because you're just thinking over a certain issue and you're stressing over it, right? It degrades you as an individual. So let's just put stresses aside. Stresses are not going to solve the matters that we face. Stresses are not going to solve them, right? But we need to think and act, right? Think and act, right? So think and think again. Then after you've thought, you know, act. And we must be able to come up with solutions. Let's just get rid of all the stresses and make sure that 2022 starts on a good note and is a very enjoyable year. So closing, actually, I've been closely associated with Lend a Hand Foundation of late. And they actually sent through an appeal. So for those who don't know about Lend a Hand Foundation, it's actually Lend a Hand Foundation Trust. It's a charity organization that is assisting orphans and vulnerable members of society, including the elderly and basically the less privileged. They were actually appealing to capable and willing individuals and corporates, right, for partnership, so that the needs of these vulnerable individuals can be met. Trust me when I say that there is nothing as blissful as knowing that you are the cause of the smile on someone's face. You know, I've actually experienced it, you know, when you just do something good and you see someone smile, it just does something to you, the giver, you know. And going back to scripture, which tells us that blessed is the one that gives than the one that receives. Right, so to everyone hearing this podcast, to everyone who is capable, to everyone who is willing, let's partner with Lend a Hand Foundation and reach out to all those that need our help, right? So provided that you want to reach out to Lend a Hand Foundation, you can just contact me, 263-713-822-491, right? Then we'll link you up with the members at Lend a Hand Foundation, so that you can, if you want to partner with them, you can do so, right? So whether it's cash, whether it's material, cash or kind, let's be free to reach out and assist the vulnerable individuals of society. You know, that's social responsibility. We all have social responsibility, and God who's above won't leave you like that. God will definitely bless us. So let's continue enjoying our holidays, but responsibly, of course. You don't want to cut short your life over one season which was just going on its course, one season which was just passing by. Christmas season is just a season and it's going to pass, and we're going to have other seasons as well. So you want to be alive to experience those seasons. So yeah, let's just enjoy the holidays, enjoy it responsibly. But don't forget, of course, to review the podcast. Drop a comment, share the link with a friend, and make sure that someone gets to know about Dr. Truth's podcast. Otherwise, from myself, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth, enjoy your holidays, happy new year, and happy 2022. Keep safe, mask up, and let's hope for a prosperous and successful 2022.